KCU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Hey, Todd, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good, BG. How about yourself?
You know what, sir? We're getting along. We're doing it. And, here's the thing, man. If you have any questions at all about cash, about what to do with your money, about how to, anything at all, financial, Todd Peach is the guy from BECU.org. And, Todd's got over 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. And also, BECU is a great credit union where you can pretty much do anything you can do at a bank, but they work for you. If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, BECU is the way to go. Todd, we're going to just roll. We're going to just start it right off with a question from the audience. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Actually, I'd like to start off with a question from yours truly, if that's okay with you. Because Todd...
Well, you are in the audience.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I don't know if you know this, but I plan on winning the $630 million Mega Millions today. And I was wondering if it's a good and smart investment to buy a hurricane machine where I sit in my house and I have the effect of a hurricane being blown on my face.
A hurricane. I would opt for the Wordle shirt, BJ. Your Wordle shirt.
That's a much different price point, isn't it?
I got one for free. I don't need to worry about that.
So, Todd, just to be clear, I mean, because Todd is definitely, no doubt about it, Todd is frugal. So if you won $635 million in the lottery, instead of you would get, you go, okay, I finally can spring for that BJ and Migs Wordle shirt. Is that what you're saying, Todd?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Fair enough. That really does illustrate how frugal
he is. Probably get a dozen or so, yeah.
A dozen?
Oh, whoa. Yeah. All right, well, $635 million. Todd's finally, he's like, all right, let's have a party.
So if we see Todd and his whole family rocking Wordle shirts, we know they won the lottery.
That's right.
Nice. All right, we have a question from a texter.
Okay, go ahead.
It says, my wife and I are getting a HELOC to help my wife stay home longer after our second son is born. We're kind of wondering if we should use it as debt consolidation as well, possibly pay off some medical bills from the pregnancy, or are there other things to help with the medical bills? Thank you, Todd. You rock, from Justin.
Oh, well, that's a good question. So I think the broader question here is that should we use the equity in my home, right, a HELOC, home equity line of credit, to pay down and basically live on for a period of time? So a home equity line of credit, it can be a good way to consolidate debt if you have a high interest rate debt, credit cards or whatever that may be. But you really have to look at, you know, when am I going to get that paid off? We don't want to use the house as the ATM machine, as many do over the years, where the prices are up and now all of a sudden we have equity in our home, so we take out more debt to pay off debt, and then we accumulate more debt. So a vicious cycle. So I would first look at what is my plan if I do consolidate, if I do take that home equity loan, when am I going to have the income and when am I going to get that thing paid off? And really the same thing applies for staying home longer. Is it a 1 month, 3 months, 6 months? How long, how much money are you going to need? And then what is the plan to get that paid off after that period of time?
And we're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. And Todd, this is a problem that's really facing a lot of young people, is that here's the American dream, man. You go out, maybe you go to school or you go to a trade school. You get enough so that you can get yourself a decent life. And I don't know, entry level, you're lucky. Maybe you start at 50 to 75 grand a year if you're lucky. I mean, though, that's really good entry level money for some people. It's not the greatest, unfortunately, for a lot of people where they get less than that. But it seems like everything is very, very expensive, Todd. Like, you know, to try to buy a home, I was looking at places, you know, really deep, like, you know, out in Gold Bar I was looking, and you know, and they want like $500,000 for a 3-bedroom, like less than 2,000 square foot home, and I'm just like, this is in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how anybody's expected to be able to do this. And so, Todd, what are you telling folks that are starting out who basically are, you know, getting entry level money? How are they and how are they supposed to even do the American dream, you know, get a house, get the family, get all this without just thinking about mortgaging and doing the HELOCs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a longer term plan for some of us, BJ. I mean, yeah, you're starting out at that job, but, you know, start to invest in yourself, you know, through education and, you know, find.
Yeah, that's Todd. Right. I showed you, Todd. Did we lose him?
Is he gone?
Todd. Wow. Apparently, you know what? The man but, didn't. Oh, he's back. He's back. All right, Todd. We lost you when you said invest in yourself.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You said something about playing the lottery and putting all of your hopes and dreams into a lottery.
You said something about all of your assets should be transferred to a guy named BJ so that you could live a simpler life, Todd. I heard you say that.
Right.
So we lost you and invest yourself. What did you say after invest in yourself?
So. Yeah, find your, how can you make yourself more valuable to your current employer or future employer so you can make more money? And is that, you know, additional schooling? Is that some, taking some accreditation courses? You know, really set yourself high goals, and it might mean you have to move to another position. It might mean you even have to move, relocate to a different city. But I think the idea is you have to just be patient and make it a longer term plan. It might be a little bit longer term plan, but keep that, you know, in front of you. Keep that goal. Write it down. We're going to buy a house and then start to work towards it. And that means, you know, increasing income. It means, you know, getting your credit in shape, getting out of debt, you know, making that plan. And eventually it will happen. If you make that top and center and make that goal and make those life adjustments, to get there.
I met a woman over the weekend who does a 3-hour commute because she lives in a cheap area but needs to drive to the Seattle area to make more money. And she's, and you know, Steve, you grew up in an area where 3-hour commutes were pretty much that's what you had to do if you were anywhere in New York.
Yeah. The trains, not even like on subways and all that, but like on average, more closer to 2 or a little under 2. A 3-hour commute.
Yeah, but when you're thinking like Seattle, we don't think, we would like, there's no way you'd have to do that in like a city the size of Seattle because it's a fraction of the size of a city the size of New York, and yet this is what she had to do to be able to have an affordable home on the money that she was making in the city of
Seattle. Round trip?
Round trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, 3 hours?
Well, didn't even know, you know, even though, man, I mean, 90, and that's depending on traffic.
Sure.
You know, but 90 minutes without traffic, and then if there's traffic, that could turn into a 4-hour trip, round trip, and it's a beating. You know, especially with inflation, and we're going to ask you about that. Do we have another email?
We've got tons of texts.
Okay, well, I'll ask about inflation after, but let's get the next text. We're talking to Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead, Steve.
Someone says, should I buy a Costco membership if I only plan to eat lunch there every day? They still have the $1.50 hot dog and drink.
I feel like this person either A, is living a charmed life, or B, is not preparing well financially. I don't know.
That's like a great reason to get a Costco membership.
Well, I get all my gas at Costco. I don't know about you guys.
All right. So, Todd, you're saying, yes, Costco membership is, well, it's funny because I get a check back from Costco if I don't use them enough. So, I mean, I always thought that was a good deal.
I never get that, but we use it a lot. So,
yeah.
So you're saying cost,
it's a good deal.
Good deal. Yeah.
All right, here's another one that says, if you have about $40,000 in cash sitting in the bank, do you recommend putting it in a money market?
$40,000?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, if it sounds like this $40,000 is an emergency fund and money you're going to need in the foreseeable future. So money market is a great option, 100%.
Todd, you know this, and I just went through this because I was helping my mother-in-law with her finances. And right now, Todd, it's not a great time as far as what you're getting for these money markets or even a CD. It's just, what are you going to do? You have to keep your money, liquid, but you're not going to get a lot of interest based on it.
Not a lot, but they are going the right direction, BJ. So, the rates on deposits as interest rates have gone up in the economy, you know, the banks and financial institutions are starting to catch up a little bit. I mean, you're still not going to make a ton, but it's going to be a little bit more than zero now. So,
yeah, well, that I'm hoping about. And since we're talking about that, Todd, here's what I don't understand. It seems like for the skillion years I've been on this planet, there's always something wrong financially. It's like, you know, when the inflation is low, something else is wrong. I mean, is there, and I don't even understand, how did inflation happen? I didn't do anything wrong. I think I did everything I'm supposed to do. If I have a little bit of money, go out and buy things. That's what the country wants me to do. And it feels like we all got in trouble because we did that. So can you give us a little clue as to, like, why does this happen if we were all doing the right thing?
Well, I mean, we're all doing the right thing is because we have the money and we're spending it, right? So the demand for goods and services went up, and as the demand went up, and then the labor went up, and then a lot of us weren't wanting to work, so it was harder to get workers, so we had to pay them more. Then you have the gas, which gas prices are very cyclical. You had the war in Ukraine. For whatever reason, gas prices went up, and so you really had this perfect storm of, you know, shortage of labor, high demand for goods. You had bottlenecks in the distribution channel. Then you add on top of that the high price of oil, and that translated into the high price of gas. But it was just kind of a perfect storm, you know, when we had, you know, with COVID, all the relief money that went into the economy to pump up the economy, and it might have been a little bit too much. So we'll have to see what happens over the next six to 9 months.
So you're saying that we were kind, and because we're kind, all of the folks like us who are like taxpayers have said, sure, take some of our money, give it to the people that need it. We're getting effed because of it. Is that what you're saying, Todd?
Yeah, we just put a lot of money was put into the system to, you know, to bail us out, and it was probably the right thing to do in the end, but maybe in hindsight it was a little bit too much, but you never know, right? It's hard. You don't know until after the fact if you hit it right on the mark. But I would hope that things would settle down here in the coming months, and we wouldn't see ongoing 8-9% inflation year over year. But I can tell you, I go back to the 70s, VJ, you probably remember. When, you know, inflation was, 15%?
It was
I remember not that long ago when interest rates on savings account were paying 4.5%. So
that's why Costco hot dogs are where it's at, man. No inflation on those things.
Yeah, no.
CEO said we do not raise the prices on them.
That's not necessarily true, Steve. There's an inflation to my waistline.
Well,
which
it's all in moderation. if you walk to the Costco to and fro your house.
And fro. Okay.
People are saying you don't need a membership to go in and eat the food at Costco.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Look at Vicky. Vicky goes,
that way as well.
I was actually going to tell you guys.
Hold on a second. We're having a big financial conversation, and the only time Vicky wakes up is to tell us about the Costco food situation.
The Costco food court is where it's at.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Pizza,
it's just
hot dogs,
ice cream. Chicken bake, churros.
Oh, chicken bakes are amazing.
Todd, I would like to just blame Steve and Vicky for the reason we're in the financial situation. They're the reason for the financial crisis. Can I just say that?
I don't know, man. You can't go broke eating $1.50 hot dogs.
With a soda.
What about watermelon?
I know
pools?
I'm going for lunch, so, yeah.
Right. Not when you get them on Amazon Prime for $30.
That's right, buddy.
That's right.
All right. If you missed getting on the phone or texting Todd, he will always answer your email. Just go to the KISW webpage, and if you go down, you'll see Todd's smiling face or his filing smace. You'll see his smiling face on a banner on the KISW website, and Todd, you'll just click it, and he'll answer any emails you have. Todd, good talking to you, buddy.
Likewise, BJ. Thanks so much.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.